Yeah, 11.3 and 11.4 just sets out escrow funds. And...
When I was reading that, by him putting in there, I thought he must feel that he could defend that. Because somewhere in all of this reading, I thought I had read something that, talking about limit of fees.
Well, they just, those are fees to cover the cost. Costs associated with retaining compensation of experts on scientific technical issues. I mean, that's that way it protects us from having to.
I wasn't sure about 11.4.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I was not certain about 11.4.
Whether they get it or not.
Well, whether it talks about duplicate, is it talking about something that Taney County has required them to do according to the test of soil or something, and then they turn around and say that DNR required them to? I was concerned that we might get into something.
I don't think it's DNR has a judicial approval.
I liked 12.
Right. Like I said, I'm just trying to go through the one with the brackets because those we have to fill out.
Okay.
But yeah. No. Like I referenced 12 a little bit ago with something, didn't I? Yeah, the designated qualified individual.
Right.
So your question is 3 and 4?
Well, we before we can vote on it, we need to fill in the brackets.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm reading it right, you want to strike 11.4?
think so. Who's going to determine? Because I would have concerns if it did come to place, if we had requirement and DNR had it, and they have their fees, then they come to us for the...
Right. Class 1 acre, we're going to make it the same as the state. Make it the same as the state?
I would like to.
Yep, I agree with that.
Class 1 B, the 500.
You're thinking keeping the other the same?
Keeping the other the same. That is what Travis has.
I think if one tried to come, it would be one of the smaller classes.
What's that?
I think if one tried to come, they would come in the smaller size, but then they could petition move up to them. Then is 11.3 okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with
so
it.
So the only thing I think we're doing is changing that first bracket to 5,000 instead of 500 or 90%.
Yep.
Okay.
Did you guys have a quick chance to glance? Is that... Did you give him a copy of it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can we read it into the record?
The whole thing? Or the...
Do you want us to read the... Just the first page.
Yeah, this one is. Okay.
Do we have an ordinance number yet?
No, not to...
We'll get one. To be determined. I'm going to go ahead and read the Taney County Ordinance into the record real quick, guys, if you don't mind. An ordinance establishing health regulations for concentrated animal feeding operations, providing standards for the permitting of concentrated animal feeding operations, providing definitions, providing an effective date, and providing for... For servability, the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri, to promote the public safety, health, and welfare, hereby ordains as follows. Whereas 192.300 RSMO provides that the County Commission promulgate ordinances as will tend to enhance the public health and prevent the entrance of infections, contagious, communicable or dangerous diseases into such county. And whereas 192.300 RSMO provides that the County Commission may establish reasonable fees to pay for any cost incurred in carrying out such ordinances, and that any such fees generated shall be deposited into the County Treasury and shall be used to support the public health activities for which they are generated, And whereas 192.300 RSMO provides that any person, firm, corporation, or association which violates any such ordinance adopted, promulgated, and published by the County Commission is guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be prosecuted, tried, and fined as otherwise provided by law. And whereas the County Commission has full power and authority to initiate the prosecution of any action under 192.300 RSMO, and whereas Section 640.710.5 RSMO recognizes that local controls may be used to regulate concentrated animal feeding operations, and whereas health standards and criteria for concentrated animal feeding operations, CAFOs, have been prepared based upon state law and professional studies presented to and considered by the Taney County Commission, and whereas the adoption and enforcement of said standards is hereby found to be necessary in order to enhance the public health and prevent the entrance of infectious, contagious, communicable, or dangerous disease in Taney County, and whereas that the County Commission held a public meeting regarding the advisability of this ordinance on August 19, 2019, and whereas the County Commission held a duly noticed public meeting regarding the adoption of this ordinance on August 19, 2019. And now, therefore, be it ordained by the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri as follows. 1. Adoption. The County Commission of Taney County, Missouri hereby enacts and adopts the ordinance attached to this order pursuant to Sections 192.300 and 640.710.5 RSMO. And 2, order of printing and publication. Upon adoption of this order, the County Commission declares that, and orders that this order and ordinance be printed and made available for distribution to the public in the office of the County Clerk, and orders a copy of this order to be published in a newspaper in the county for 3 successive weeks, not later than 30 days after the entry of this order. Adopted this 19th day of August 2019. Mike Schofield, Presiding Commissioner, Brandon Williams, Western District Commissioner, Sheila Wyatt, Eastern District Commissioner. And attested by Ron Ameli. And that would be ordinance number 2019-819.
Do you need the CM?
No, please. The text I got was just the ordinance number. So that is what is before us. You guys have any other questions on it? Move to approve the Taney County Ordinance number 2019-819.
Mm-hmm. And where'd you get that?
I don't have it. Well, 819.
I got it from Nikki.
Nikki gave it
to me. She just texted me.
Yeah, it's a different number.
Mm-hmm. I'd say the 19-087 is probably our internal file number upstairs. Mm-hmm. The actual ordinance number, I believe, is 2019-819.
All right.
Did you make the motion?
He made a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I want to thank all of the commissioners for doing their due diligence to investigate this one with us. And on behalf of all of us here and all the 500 petitions that we've gotten, and all the phone calls and emails we've gotten since, and your patience, your perseverance, your really digging into this and making it happen for us so that we can protect paradise, right? That's what we're here for. And on another note, we just heard from Todd Carnell this morning before we came here, that some of the counties up north have put a lawsuit against the governor and all of the organizations that pushed to get that law through that law Senate Bill 390.